Thank you. Well, I don't have a written speech. And what do I need to talk about or say? Really is very quite simple. Because it deals with a human being on the face of this earth. One person. One individual. One life that breathes, that thinks, that wants to understand, that wants to learn. Sometimes, in the pursuit of all the things that we pursue, in this world, all the reasons, all the causes that exist in this world, we forget about us. Who am I? Me. Who are you? You are unique. There is no one like you on the face of this earth. I love this part. Because I cannot emphasize it enough, the uniqueness of every human being on the face of this earth. Indeed, like a snowflake that does not duplicate, so are we, unique. And this is our time. We look at it in terms of decades. We look at it in terms of hours. This is how we measure time. This is how we count time. And I think because watches tend to be round and the hands go round and round, we also think we are going round and round and our time will come back. It's not quite like that. This is an opportunity that we have been given. How we have been given, I don't know. If I am thirsty and I come across a well in the desert, am I really going to be very reluctant and say, well, who dug this well? Or am I going to say, water, I need that water? There is truly a reason perhaps to know who dug the well, but not at the expense of quenching the thirst. There is a reason perhaps to know how the well was dug, but not at the expense of quenching the satisfying that thirst that is so innate in every single human being. Learn, and learning is a process that will happen for every single person. I know that. People will learn. This is our nature. Learn we will. Given a person who has nothing, even he will learn. Maybe if he has no other way of making a living, maybe he will do things that are not acceptable to society. Learning will happen. But what is the most important thing to learn amongst all the other things that we learn? Mind you, I'm not drawing a parallel so severe as to say one or the other. Because that is never correct. We need to know what we need to know. I was asked if I have been to Oxford before, and I remember, not of course at the university, but I used to come to the airport. I was a young kid. I used to come to the airport to learn how to fly. That was my passion. That didn't mean that, no, I give up flying, I give up everything in order to pursue only one thing. No, this is a misconception that people have, that to attain happiness, to attain peace, we have to sacrifice everything else. Where did this myth come from? I don't know. And I don't want to open up a Pandora's box. And I don't want to know how far people are going to get when peace lies inside every single human being. Millions have come through these gates to learn and understand and go on in their life to be successful and prosperous. But there's one kind of prosperity that was talked about a very, very long time ago. And that was know thyself. The idea of peace is not new. And this is not certainly, I mean, somebody made a comment recently. I was in Italy and somebody made a comment that, you know, you're capitalizing on the world situation today talking about peace. Wrong. I've been talking about peace since those childhood pictures. Because I know that there is another face of peace. There is an idyllic face of peace that people paint, in which nobody is fighting with anyone. Everyone, all they say is, hello, thank you. Everything is wonderful. Good morning. And that's it. All the children behave themselves all the time. And when you go to your neighbor to borrow his house, he simply says, no worries, no problem. I'll move out. You can have the house. And you know, whenever you are ready to vacate, just call me. That wife agrees with everything the husband does and says. And the husband does and says nothing to everything that the wife wants. No wars. All the countries live happily together. Never ever saying, well, you know, I think that lake belongs to us. That river really is on our side. No, that little piece of land is on our side. You know what? Knowing human nature, I don't know how far that concept is going to fly. But there is a face of peace that does not rely on boundaries. There is a face of peace that has nothing to do with obedience. There is a face of peace that has nothing to do with your wishes, but rather a face of peace that lies in the heart of every single human being on the face of this earth. This is the possibility, the reality that certain people have always visioned for. That know thyself, not know thy fence. And inspect your fence every day in case the neighbor has moved it. But know thyself, that the resources of that joy, the resources of that peace that you are looking for exist with you. That you have those tools that you need to accomplish those very aspirations that your heart desires in your life, regardless of all the external circumstances. The reality says to us in a very simple way, are you content? Not by thought. Not by thought, but by feeling. This is a fine point. If I accidentally on my schedule have clicked off, I have had lunch. Maybe I needed to make a little note, have lunch. And accidentally on one of those, you know, palm devices, I've checked it off. And I look and I feel hunger in myself. I feel hungry and I look at my palm and it says, you've had lunch. What should I do? I have a dilemma on my hands because my palm clearly states I've had lunch. It's been marked off. My stomach says otherwise. What should I do? That's not a complicated question. Exactly what to do. Go get something to eat. Palm or no palm? Peace is the same way. There cannot be a formula, I am content because I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that in my life. And therefore, everything is fine. There has to be a reality. I'm sure this might have happened to you at some point in time where you're driving along and you get a flat. And you open your trunk to find the spare missing. And you say to yourself, but I thought. Now, power of thinking is incredible. But that's not going to help you with your spare tire. Because that's because you thought it was there. In reality, is it or isn't it? This is what I talk about. As somebody who can speak 10 languages always impresses me. One day I realized they don't say anything different. They can say the same exact thing in 10 different languages. That doesn't mean that they're saying anything different. Yes, we have differences. We have languages. Yes, we say all these things that we say, but we say the same things. I am thirsty. I'm hungry. I want to sit down. I want to go there. I want to fly there. Welcome. Good morning. Good night. Go away. Come. I don't want to see you again. The same stuff. You overcharged me. Same stuff. Whether it is happening in one language or the other language. Because we see. And sometimes it is easy to see our differences, and sometimes it is very hard to understand our similarities. And our similarities are that we are on the face of this earth, that we have those simple and basic needs and necessities that address to be content, to be happy, is a fundamental need of a human being. Indeed, if a person can be happy, you can put them anywhere. And it wouldn't bother them if they can be happy there. You can put a person in a place where maybe the formula or the concept or the idea says that they should be happy, but that doesn't mean that they're happy and they can't wait to get out. They can't wait to get out. And it is the same way. Because that innate, that fundamental thing, unless it has been addressed in our lives, not by somebody else, mind you, not by somebody else, but that fundamental need has to be addressed by every individual for themselves. What have I done? What have I done today to make my day content? After all, what I have been given is not a joke. I have been given the power to feel. And we know that human sorrow can be mighty. Human pain can be mighty. And we also know that human joy can be mighty. What have I done today to secure my prosperity towards joy? To secure that happiness for myself? What have I done today? Have I begun to listen to those fundamental needs that I have? Needs that say, be content. Just recently, I was speaking in London, and I gave an analogy of practice. And this was a little Chinese story that I came across when I was in China. And there was an archer, he came to town and he was exhibiting his talents. And he was showing off and it was wonderful. He was right, incredible marksman, right? One arrow after another, right on the dot. And there was a guy standing in the back of the crowd, instead of cheering him, kept saying, "Ah, it's just a matter of practice. Just a matter of practice. Just a matter of practice." Well, certainly this archer thought a lot of himself and did not like this comment. He was expecting praise, and he did not like the comment. Just a matter of practice. Just a matter of practice. So he got fairly turned off and went over to the guy and said, "What do you mean? Really upset. What do you mean it's a matter of practice? Can you do what I can do?" He goes, "Well, no. But let me show you something." And so he took, and because this guy used to sell oil, he took a bottle which had a very narrow opening, long tube, and then a bowl at the bottom. And he was able to take this big container of oil and pour the oil where it went right through that little opening, right through that bottle, and not a drop spilled. And he looked at the archer and says, "Can you do that?" And the archer realized that no, he couldn't do that. He hadn't had any practice doing that. And he goes, "You know, I can't shoot the arrows like you, but you can't pour the oil like me. It's a matter of practice." Now, what's the point of telling that story? The next question is, what do you practice? Because invariably, whatever you practice, you're going to get good at it. And this isn't a question of good or bad. If you practice cheat and deceit, you're going to get good at cheat and deceit. If you practice complaining, you're going to get very good at complaining. I mean, you will be able to complain about everything without batting an eye or having a second thought. It will be a flow. When all your friends are standing there, looking at the big harvest moon, beautiful night, and everybody in almost tears and in awe of this beautiful, beautiful evening, you'll be able to pull out of your hat, without a second thought, something to complain about. Yeah, but it's so dark. So what do you practice in your life? Because if you practice peace in your life, you're going to get good at it. You're going to get very good at it. If you practice joy in your life, you're going to get very good at it. If you practice happiness in your life, you're going to get very, very good at it. If you practice knowing yourself, then you're going to get very, very good at it. And you will know who you are. And the day, what is the importance of knowing who you are? What could possibly be the significance of knowing who you are? I mean, let's face it, most people have an idea of everything they don't know. They're weak at, they're bad at. And when it comes to performance, we kind of like, yeah, all right, I'll stay away from it. But here, look at it this way. That when you begin to know yourself, You begin to realize what a gift you are. When you begin to know yourself, you begin to realize the value of every breath that you are being given. You begin to understand that one stage, that one floor, in which, on which, truly a dance of life is taking place. And a dance that is sweet, a dance that is beautiful, a dance that is magnificent, a dance that is all about you. Of all the things that we know, what is it that we don't know? We don't know that there is a beautiful dance that is taking place. We don't know that through whatever we go through in this life, and how much pain and suffering there may be on the outside, inside there is a lamp that is burning bright. That it doesn't matter how dark it is on the outside, there is a lamp that is always lit. And then there is something inside that yearns again and again to be fulfilled. Again and again inspiring us to fulfill ourselves. To fulfill ourselves. What is it that inspires us to go to the moon? The betterness in us, inspiring us to be better. Is technology the only answer? No. There is something else too. And what I offer to people is a way to connect to that beauty that is inside of you. To stand on your own feet. Not merely just words. To stand on your own feet and be the judge. You be the judge of whether or not you feel that peace, feel that joy in your life or not. Where every person can feel that thirst inside of them and address that thirst. And this is what I do. I go to people and I talk to them and I try to tell them, hey, there's more important stuff going on inside of you than you realize. And yet, amazingly enough, here's the catch. Everything that I have said this evening, and you have been so kind to hear, nothing is new. Now, doesn't that amaze you? It's not new. In fact, you know about this stuff. And you have always known about this stuff. And my goal is only one, is to remind you. The fact that you can experience peace is not a mistake. You are meant to experience peace. You are meant to experience joy in this life. Use those talents like you have used others. Use those talents that you have and be fulfilled. It is simple. So thank you very much for coming today and giving your time, listening to me. I hope it reminded you of something. So thank you very much, and good night.
To discover more about what Prem Rawat offers, please visit these websites.